Welcome to Big Dumb Monsters. I'm Chris.
I am Nick.
And this week we are talking about a brand new movie. We are talking about 2024's Arcadian, starring Nicolas Cage, the human meme himself.
Yeah.
Decent almost, flick.
Yeah. Almost good.
Yeah.
Not bad.
You can hear me drop points off the
movie. I knocked you down on this fucking scale.
As we go along in the discussion.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It was still worth a watch. I enjoyed the movie.
Definitely check it out. Yeah, it's
check it out. It was
cool.
It was watchable.
It's vibey.
But here we go. We're going to talk about it for about an hour and a half. So enjoy. What's going on, everybody?
I don't know that I love this lighting on camera.
It is a little creepy. We look a little creepy.
Well, maybe it's because my hat is backward.
We can throw on that main light if you want to do that right now.
I do. I want to do that. Right, I want to see.
Let's look human again.
Let's explore the space.
All right, explore the space, babe. There we go. We actually look like we're alive.
Yeah.
I was going for a thing. I think I succeeded a little bit too well.
Yeah, yeah. You just... Shot for the moon.
Yeah. Reached fucking Mars and stuff.
Yeah. I love cosmic brownies.
They are fucking delectable.
Uh-huh. Don't mind me while I eat one.
Anyway, what's going on, everybody? It is Tuesday night.
Uh-huh.
I was like, we have just watched the movie, but I have not just... I'm still getting used to the Tuesday where I can't watch the movie beforehand. Whatever, man. We're fucking...
We watched a movie.
Yeah, we watched a movie.
I watched it yesterday.
So did I. I watched it last night.
Yeah.
I remember seeing like a preview for this and not much else. Yeah. I will say I ended up digging this movie. I liked it. I mean, it's not perfect. Don't get me wrong.
I like this movie right up until you see the monsters.
Yeah, they could have used a little work.
A lot of work. They looked like the fucking...
Looked like Wile E. Coyote on crack, basically.
Like, they looked like weird-ass Jabberwockies from Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah. I like
with a crack twitch. Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted a little bit more of like, what the fuck are these things? Because like when you see them rolling in at one point, all linked together, like what the fuck? Like,
yeah.
And they never like explain like, why is that happening? Like,
well, what's insane is like you get these like really disturbing kind of moments, right? Where so like you don't see the monsters, but you hear them like banging at the door, scratching at the door. And then later you see like, the hands
with the extending, claw,
the hand, like the whole arm, like unfolds in a weird way, and it's like reaching out, and you're like, "That's creepy as fuck." I love this, and then you see them, and they have fucking buck teeth.
They're very cartoonish.
They look like Goofy.
They look like a Tex Avery cartoon. Like,
yeah,
fucking, they do look like Goofy. Yeah,
yeah,
like not like Goofy because they do
the
look
character.
Goofy. They look like the character Goofy. Yeah. Yeah.
What the fuck, Art? What?
That is probably my biggest gripe with this movie. That is the they look like Wile E. Coyote to me.
Yeah, it's not good. Sorry, just making sure my phone is on vibrate.
And like I get they were going for like a more of like what the fuck, because again, like they don't explain like why do these things just link up and form a giant wheel at like several points
later. But like you can excuse that. That's fine.
But yeah, okay, that, but like then you get the chattering fucking teeth, like that's a little bit fucking
like make some rules.
Yeah.
Make some rules. Like, I don't need hard and fast rules, but like give me something. Like
You said this before when we were discussing what movie to watch. You're like, I think they're probably mutated people. And yeah. Like, it kind of hints at that they are mutated people.
Yeah. But it doesn't really deliver any information, which is fine. I actually don't need that much information on this one. Like, you know, we do bitch about like, oh, give me more fucking backstory. Like,
yeah.
Like, I don't need it on this. Like,
I want a little bit more of the monsters, but I don't think I need that much because this is a 90-minute movie. Like, it just gets right to it.
It's in, it's out. It's very suspenseful. I really like the tone and the vibe of this movie.
Yeah.
What I don't like is the fucking monster. Like, if I have one fucking gripe in this whole thing,
goofy fucking it's monster.
That dumbass design.
Yeah.
Like, make them menacing, make them scary, like, because I saw them and I went, wow, this is fucking ruined for me now. Like, this setup, all this time you're taking to like establish these character relationships, you know, the point of views of the characters, the environment that they're in, it's all good, it's all firing away, and then you see these fucking things and it just spoils the entire movie.
See, like, I almost, like, because I at first, when he first captures the one, whoa, that's close, thankfully.
Yeah.
And he's got it, like, it's in the room, like, you didn't really get the full goofiness of it.
Yeah, because you were only seeing, like, parts of it.
And that was still cool, like, when it was just kind of moving around, you see it, like, scatter into the corner.
Yeah.
But then when it comes up, I'm like, when it comes up behind the bed, I'm like, is that a fucking, like, tiki mask or something?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, now that I'm, like, thinking about it, that is, like, that does really bother me a lot more now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, like,
I still like the movie, though. Don't get me wrong. I really do like the movie.
That alone knocks multiple points off this fucking score.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, because I was so upset at the way those things looked.
Yeah.
And, like, I have no idea what the fuck they were thinking.
And this kid's a fucking dumbass. Like, I understand he wants to get laid, but, like, There are monsters coming to kill you when the sun goes down. Like, maybe you don't see your girlfriend one day. Like,
right. Yeah. Maybe save that. Yeah, you know, like, don't go every day because it's getting old.
And also, like, who didn't see the fucking cart, like, dying when the kid was all the way the fuck out there? Like,
oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah. Mile away. Like,
yeah. No, like, this movie has a lot of things going for it. Cleverness is not one of them. It's got tone. It's got vibe.
Yeah.
It's got good acting.
Yeah, Nicolas Cage does a good job, but I think this is clearly one of those movies where he's paid by the word. Because I think that's why he just goes away, like, in the, you know, from the middle of the movie.
Yeah.
Not even the middle, like, probably
to get a jaw injury.
Yeah. And then says, like, one thing for the rest of the movie.
I don't know. Like, he has been making a lot of really interesting
paycheck movies, let's just say.
No, not even paycheck movies. He's been making some interesting shit. Like, he, like, his paycheck movies are, like, when he was doing, like, the National Treasure shit and, like, all that kind of whatever. National Treasure is awesome. But the shit that he's doing now that he's, like, paid off his tax debt is, like, the shit you can tell he wants to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Just some of it is awesome. Some of it is not.
Like, fucking, yeah,
like, Mandy, Color Out of Space.
The Unbearable Likeness of...
The Unbearable Weight of...
Unbearable Weight of Fame?
Is that something talent.
Massive Talent. Yeah.
I still haven't seen, but I want to.
Fucking, I gotta watch it again. Fantastic.
But for all of that, you have, you know, like, Prisoners of the Ghostlands, you know, like, where you can tell he was doing that movie because he was interested and he wanted to do it. It just fucking sucked.
Five Nights at Freddy's knockoff.
Yeah.
Freddy's, something Funhouse. Wally's Wonderland.
Yeah. Willy's Wonderland. Yeah. So, like,
That was another one where he was paid by the word. That's why he only says one word in the whole movie.
Yeah. It's fine. But I like that he's got this freedom now to just be kind of Captain Weirdo, where before he was Captain Weirdo, but he had to fucking reel it in to be in, like, commercial movies. It doesn't seem like he cares anymore.
Yeah, now he's just,
which I like.
He's just doing what he wants to do.
Yeah.
I know this this would have come up in a little while, but like a movie Long Legs is coming out, which is getting like good reviews ahead of time.
Yeah.
It's a horror movie, but like I'm a little worried that it's kind of going to be like a Skinamarink fucking knockoff. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'm being... That movie just... It really fucking threw me.
Fucking horrid taste in your mouth.
Yeah, I didn't even finish it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, I can't sit here and watch an ASMR video for fucking 90 minutes. Yeah.
I can't watch ASMR to begin with.
Yeah.
But actually, I like ASMR chiropractic videos. That's where I draw the line. I don't know what it is.
Neck cracking and knuckle cracking.
Yeah. Yep. We're colloquially known as crack addicts.
Me and the crackers.
Yeah. Oh,
boy.
But, this movie just fucking ruins itself. Like, once I see them, I can't.
It didn't ruin it for me, but it is a fucking. It does knock the points off.
Yeah. It was hard to get back into the movie for me.
Really?
Yeah.
That motherfucker. All right.
Like it threw me off that fucking bad.
Yeah, they are fucking dumb looking.
Yeah.
Ugh. Like again, nobody along the there had to have been producers, people who looked at this and didn't say. This was fucking stupid.
Yeah, but there's another thing. It's like, okay, well, it looks like they're kind of easy to kill. Why are they ruling the world at night?
Yeah.
They're not like impossible killing machines.
Yeah,
why couldn't the military
take these fucking things out? Yeah. Huh, that's a good point. I think I'm knocking at least half point off of that.
Right?
Yeah.
But maybe there's something in the backstory that they're not telling us, like, like there is no government anymore or something.
Maybe they are the military, like fucking who knows?
Yeah. So if you got a thing like that going on, then give me a little more. If it's just the story of rural people fighting against a monster at night, that's fine. The monster is like really crazy and hard to deal with and all that shit. Apparently they're real fucking easy to kill.
Yeah, I mean that girl says like I killed 100 of those things tonight with his shotgun. Like
Yeah,
where's the fucking military? Like
right.
God damn it.
Yeah. We're learning things.
Yeah. Backstory of J-Lo movie. Ugh. Now that movie I want to see.
I'll buy that for a dollar.
Yeah. God damn it.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, these are the things I think about when I watch these movies. Like, what the fuck is this? Like,
yeah.
And there are exceptions to that rule. Like, if a movie is, like, so fun and enjoyable that, like,
so who gives a fuck?
Like, that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Then I don't care. But this movie, like, it hinges on the fact that these people are trapped in their homes at night because these things are out there.
And these things apparently have killed, like, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking how?
God damn it.
Yeah.
Can they form other formations? Do they make, like, a pyramid at one point?
Like, yeah. Like, they fucking, like, they form Voltron or what? Ow.
I just
hit my elbow real hard on that table.
That's what I did the first time we added up.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't feel good.
Hurts,
hurts, don't it? Is that our new Godzilla? Well, your new Godzilla.
It's the replacement Godzilla, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the exact same Godzilla.
Fucking A, dude. For sale.
Yeah.
Everything is for sale now.
The head I got is in the other room. I still have to paint it. Like, I'll get there. I'll get there.
Yeah.
I did buy, that is a new fucking Gator I bought this week.
Yeah?
I bought that at Forbidden Planet in New York City Thursday. Oh,
super dope.
We're getting into the crapshoot already.
Eh, fuck it.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Who gets our fucking show?
I'll do what the fuck I want. I'm a grown-ass man.
A pyramid like Amway?
All hail Amway!
This fucking weird wolf-looking thing is trying to sell me cologne, generic cologne.
The thing with the roaches, like, I don't understand that. Like, are they like a mutated roach human hybrid?
Yeah, there's clearly some kind of connection between the monsters and the roaches. Yeah.
Or do they just like, do the roaches just follow the monsters? Like,
well, it even looked like they were like making up the monsters. Like the monsters were made of roaches almost.
Yeah.
Like, because there was a couple, I mean, like, there's a couple scenes where, like, I think when, like, their arms are, like, unfolding and shit like that, like, where you see, like, roaches coming out and stuff, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I could have used a little bit more on these monsters.
Yeah.
Oh, man, thanks. I actually did get a slice.
Did you?
Yeah, before we left. There's a pizza place right on the corner next to the Comedy Cellar. And I've walked past it a bunch of times, and I've never actually gotten pizza there. And, like, we got fucking pizza before we left.
Yeah.
It was good pizza.
Yeah, they say, like, the water in New York City is what makes, like, the fucking dough so good. Like, the pizza and the bagels.
Yeah, I don't, whatever. Yeah, I've had awesome bagels here. I've had shitty bagels here and in New York. Like,
Roaches following monsters, so we're talking CPAC.
This is not that kind of show.
Yeah. No. Yeah, Nick's here. We can't roll out the red star yet.
You gotta wait for week Nick's off. Then we can do whatever we want.
It's the comrade talkie hour.
Ugh.
Yeah, pizza's awesome.
Yeah, pizza is awesome. I fucking want some pizza now. Man, yeah, like, overall, I did dig this movie. Like, I liked where they were taking me. I liked the journey I was on.
Yeah, yeah, like, it was entertaining. I didn't feel like, I mean, I paid to watch this movie. I didn't feel, you know,
I didn't feel ripped off. Yeah. I paid $7 to rent it. I didn't feel ripped off.
Yeah. I got my $7 out of it.
Yeah.
Let's see. I talked about the acting. Yeah, Nicolas Cage is good. I did like the one, like, quieter, like, nerdy kid. I liked him. Because he was the only one with any goddamn sense.
Yeah. I didn't look into his, like, IMDb. Was he the kid from Metal Lords or Lords of Metal, that fucking Netflix movie?
We will have an entire segment.
I know, but, like, it's killing me. I need to know right now.
I think so. Okay. I just did the research before you got here. Yeah. I think I saw that.
This is like, I fucking know this kid from somewhere.
Oh, pardon me.
Main Men is following, is watching us on Instagram, so.
All right. Hey, guys.
Hello.
Thanks for tuning in.
That's either Scott or Sean.
And yeah, even the Manhattan 99 cent slices are good. Hell yeah. I have had many drunken 99 cent slices in fucking New York City.
Yeah. Oh, man. I would break your fucking arm for a piece of pizza right now. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I haven't eaten dinner.
Me neither.
Yeah. I'm fucking hungry. I think you're up to like $1.99 slices now.
$2.40 where they
are. Oh. It's inflation, man.
That's Brooklyn, though.
Yeah.
Right next to the fucking cupcake factories and whatnot.
I miss 90s Brooklyn. Anyway.
Oh, you know what I don't like in this movie? Like, for real, like, this is like an actual critique. I hate the camera work in this.
All right.
This is filmed like a found footage movie.
Yeah, this just looks like it's filmed on a fucking iPhone right now.
But it's so fucking, shaky.
Stewart's does do pizza. Not only do they regular pizza, they do breakfast pizza, my friend. And yeah, it's all decent. It's not great. It's edible.
I'd rather have DiGiorno.
Yeah.
I mean, DiGiorno is like top of the line, like, home pizza. Well, I mean, that you don't make yourself.
I mean, Aldi's makes a pretty fucking banging pizza to take home.
Oh, yeah. I've had a couple of those. Those are pretty good.
But anyway.
Yeah. Enough of the frozen pizza talk.
Frozen pizza
talk. It's Barstool Sports where they do the pizza stuff.
Yeah. Fuck him.
Yeah. Fuck that guy.
Yeah, I do not like the camera work in this. Everything is shaky cam for no fucking reason. Like, I get that you're supposed to be, like, the whole thing with, like, a handy cam, shaky cam kind of thing is that it's supposed to help bring you
realistic
in.
Yeah, yeah.
It's too much. It's so much.
Yeah, I honestly didn't even, it didn't affect me. I didn't notice.
Really?
It. Yeah.
It stands out.
See, now that you pointed out, like, so I noticed that,
like,
shot.
Look at this.
Yeah.
This can be steady. Like, you're having dialogue, important dialogue between characters. Yeah. I don't need it shaking the fuck around.
Yeah, like, there is a lot of movement when they're talking. Yeah, you're right about that.
Like, there's not a mystery fourth fucking person in this scene.
There is a thing called a two shot, you know, where you can get two people in the same shot.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. And did this kid fucking cut his hair with a chainsaw or something?
I think he did. Like, they cut it with a beaver.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what was up with that fucking thing.
Yeah.
It's pretty rowdy. It's like he lost a bet.
The camera work upsets his tummy too.
Yeah, it does. Look at this shit, man. Like,
it is bopping around a whole lot.
Come on.
God damn it. You're ruining this movie, Nick.
I'm sorry. I'm looking at it with a critical eye, like we're supposed to do for this show.
Fuck.
There are things I like, and then there's the rest of the movie. Like,
I was worded very carefully.
Yeah. Like, overall, I like it.
Yeah.
Overall, I like it. It needs a lot of work.
It could have been better.
This suffered from somebody just having a case of, like, no one saying no, it looks like. Like, the director of photography was like, yeah, what if we just put the camera on a guy's shoulder and maybe have him, like, a... Give him a limp? Yeah. I don't know.
Let's get him real drunk first. And, yeah. Just tape a camera to his chest and slap him on the ass and see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like they taped a camera to like a fucking billy goat or something and just... Right on, man.
Tied a fucking carrot on a stick in front of it and just... Yeah, same thing, just slap it on the ass.
Yeah. This is my borough of photography.
I think that was the review of Madam Web. There were things I liked, and there was the rest of the. There were two things I liked in Madam Web, and then there was the rest of the movie.
God damn it!
All
right, you ready to throw some numbers at this sumbitch?
Yeah. My rating did go down on this
since I've been talking to you about it
a little bit. Yeah.
I'll go first.
Go for it.
Six.
All right. I started off with like a 6.5. I think I'm going down to a 5.5.
Yeah.
Because now the monster thing, like, fuck, that does bother me.
Yeah.
And then now that you mentioned the camera work thing, that's all I can fucking see now that we're watching it. Like, yeah. God damn it.
But like, when I was in this movie, like, I sat down and I watched and I'm fucking invested. I'm like, this is like a 7.5. And then it's just like, tick, tick. Tick, no, like,
yeah, I think I would have
brought it all the way down.
Maybe, yeah. I think I would have even gone as high as a 7.
Yeah.
And yeah, no, I'm going down to a 5.5.
Yeah.
And I even want to say, like, oh, it's because it's low budget. Like, no, you can still have a steady camera with a low budget. Like,
yeah.
Fucking.
But, like, you get a fucking iPhone and you put it on a gimbal. Yeah, that's how you. A
fucking tripod. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I don't need this much movement. Like, this is a perfect fucking example. We're at a far shot of Nick Cage nailing a board to a door. Why is the camera moving?
Also, I want this right here.
Just smoking a cigar by a waterfall.
Yeah, I want a waterfall that I can walk to and just sit near and lay against a tree and smoke next to. Like,
yeah.
I want that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, apparently you got to wait for the end of the world to get there.
Five and a half is a perfectly respectable normal number, no matter what porn.
I had such hope for this when I watched it, and like because the trailer looked fucking dope. What is that fucking zoom shot? Like, what was that? Come on!
And why the fuck is this called Arcadian?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Yep. Like, is his name Nick Arcadian? Is it fucking like, well, like, yeah, what the fuck? Like, there's no explanation for that.
I don't know, man. I don't fucking know. Like, it's not like we're in the height of shaky cam anymore. Like, it's a fucking, it's almost a dead art style.
Yeah. Yeah, get it together, man. What the fuck?
But yeah, it looks like somebody shot this on their fucking iPhone.
Someone really liked the shield when they shot this. Yeah. uh, All right, well, I think it's time to do some trivia.
Yeah, there's a... not a lot.
Scant trivia.
Scant. And, like, the trivia is so scant, I didn't even bother making a document for it. I'm just going to read it off IMDb. Once I open it.
Yeah, there's a drawing of the monsters. That's pretty much what they look like.
Yeah,
the one on the right.
I'm saving this for him in case he didn't catch it in his trivia.
Yeah.
You guys made a reference to this, but it was on purpose.
Stupid. Oh my god. Yeah, no. They're meant to look like fucking Goofy.
Trivia. Nick Cage didn't need to be in this movie.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, you could have gotten anybody to fucking play that
literally
role.
Literally anybody, unless he wanted like a producer credit. That's it. In preparation for this movie, Nicolas Cage isolated himself with his family for 3 months. Dude, we just did that for 2 years. Yeah. Like, what do you do? We kind of know what the feeling is.
Poor Nicolas Cage's family, too.
He won't stop talking about black metal and Superman. Yeah.
How does he have different colored leather fucking snakeskin cowboy boots every day? We've been here for 2.5 months.
It's a different pair every fucking day.
Where is he getting all the cowboy hats?
He keeps flicking his hands like this. Writer Michael Nylon, N-I-L-O-N, is Nicolas Cage's agent, manager, and producing partner. They previously wrote Braven together, which is a fucking... that's not a word.
Yeah, no.
Oh, yeah, that is actually in the trivia here. In an interview, director Ben Brewster stated that the monsters in the movie were inspired by Disney character Goofy. I fucking hate you.
Mission accomplished, yeah, bro. Dude, and it's what not the for the fuck? Better.
No, yeah. It's stupid.
Like, I could... I would... if there's a way to make that, like, cool... this is not that movie.
No.
Because everything about this movie is serious.
Until you see the fucking thing.
Yeah. Yeah. This movie deserves that fucking 5-5, goddammit. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see here. Benjamin Brewer made his directorial debut with Nicolas Cage in The Trust. It's great. Awesome.
Yeah.
And the only other thing here that's even worth mentioning is RLJE Films collaborated with Nicolas Cage on other horror thriller movies like Mandy, The Color Out of Space, Dog Eat Dog, Pay the Ghost, Prisoners of the Ghostland, and Sympathy for the Devil.
A couple of those are good.
Yes. Yes, they are.
I really liked Color Out of Space.
Yeah, it was rad.
Yeah.
I don't think I finished. I watched like the majority of it, though.
Yeah. All right, we will move on to the better known as, which is also kind of scant. So let's hope we have the ability to...
God damn it. You paused.
It's fine.
It's fine.
What do you want? Professionalism?
Yeah.
Professionalism? Out of the two of us? Are you out of your fucking tree?
I want it out of me. And I feel bad for cutting him off.
Oh fuck, I legitimately forgot what I was gonna say. Oh, let's hope we can fucking bullshit pretty good. Cause yeah, we ain't
what
got that's what are we talking about?
Jesus Christ.
What the fuck are we talking about? Let's see, we're gonna start off with director Benjamin Brewer.
Yeah.
He appears to be mostly a music video director.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and like not good music either. I'm going backwards, but he directed a video by the Chainsmokers, directed a David Guetta video, directed a video by Skrillex and Diplo.
Oh.
Directed a video by Foster the People, who I don't hate.
You know what, though, for real, like, I don't hate the Chainsmokers.
I just don't know them.
You probably know a song or two, just from pop culture.
Yeah.
Like, hearing it in a commercial or a movie or something, but
I am, my finger is not, as they say, on the pulse of America.
No.
I miss a lot of like pop culture music references. Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
They're fine.
I directed a video for the Dum Dum Girls. Isn't Skylar Grey a fucking musician as well? I don't know. It's just a short.
I don't fucking know.
His first directing debut was in 2011. Gotta love an O&A fan. let's see. We are going to move on to star Nicolas Cage. Have we done a Nicolas Cage movie before?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think we have.
I couldn't think of one.
Yeah, no, I think you're right.
I mean, we can. He's got monsters in some movies.
He did play Dracula.
He played Dracula. He played a vampire in something else.
Was it my... No. There was one with Jim Carrey.
That's First Bit.
Yeah, no. Was it First Bitten? Once Bitten?
Once Bitten. Yeah, yeah. That's Jim Carrey.
Yeah. Is it My Girlfriend's a Vampire, maybe? The one with Nicolas Cage?
No. No.
You know what? It's almost like we're about to do a segment where we review all of Nicolas Cage's movies.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Yeah. He has, you know, a lot of shit coming out. This is the one I was mentioning.
Yeah.
Long Legs. In pursuit of a serial killer, an FBI agent uncovers a series of occult clues that she must solve and this terrifying killing spree.
Yeah, I think I saw a trailer for that.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it does.
Let's hope it doesn't suck. He is also doing a sequel to Lord of War called Lords of War.
Oh, no. Leave that alone. That movie was good. Leave it alone. Leave it the fuck alone.
Yeah, this dude makes a lot of fucking movies. Renfield was probably... His likeness showed up in The Flash last year.
Yeah, he was Superman.
Yeah. He was also in Renfield last year. He played Dracula. Pig. That was a good fucking movie.
It was, yeah.
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 That was
I always forget about that one, though.
Yeah, I totally forgot about that until I just saw it. We mentioned Willy's Wonderland earlier, Prisoners of the Ghostland we mentioned earlier.
Conceptually, Prisoners of the Ghostland is so fucking rad, but it winds up just being a Mad Max ripoff that you don't give a fuck about.
That doesn't really give much in the description.
Yeah, no, the it's just
preview looks cool,
it's
though.
Just fucking strange.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
I suppose it's worth a watch once because like there is some cool shit that happens.
Yeah.
And just to be able to say like you saw it as a point of reference, but I can't imagine anybody being like, this is my favorite fucking movie.
I forget he has a voice in those Croods movies.
Yeah, he was the dad.
Caveman. That movie, Jiu-Jitsu, came out in 2020, which looked like it was like a meme before it even came out.
Yeah.
He's like a kung fu master or something.
Maybe jiu-jitsu?
Yeah. I wonder which art form. Fuck you.
I'm watching this show with David Carradine. It's called Kung Fu.
What kind of karate does he do? he did get signed to a Spider-Man noir show, which leads me to the fact that he was in Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse in 2018 as Spider-Man Noir.
Which was rad.
Yeah.
It was so fucking rad.
Yeah, I recently just won a battle of the movies.
Yeah. So weird.
Again.
Suck it aside.
Yeah. Why would you pick that battle again, man? That pause was brought to you by alcoholism.
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yeah.
Are you sad? Do you have $5?
Yeah.
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
We're here for you.
Right here on the hat.
I was this close to getting Pabst Extra when I was at Stewart's buying beer earlier.
I don't love that.
Yeah, that's why I didn't.
Yeah. Like, what is this? It's like better Steel Reserve.
Yeah. It is cheaper than regular Pabst.
Is it really?
Which is not a good sign.
It's like what they skim off the top and then add a little booze to.
Yeah, when we clean out the tanks, we got to boil off all the shit that's stuck to the side, and we sell that as Pabst Extra. Let's see. We mentioned Mandy. That was 2018. I'm not going to lie.
That movie's too weird for me.
Don't love that movie.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
Mega, mega underground fucking hit.
Yeah, it's like huge in like the horror community.
It's not for me. It's fine.
Not my movie, dog. Let's see, a lot of unknown fucking movies.
Oh, he was in Snowden.
It was a movie about Ed Nerd.
Ed, what a fucking Ed Nerd
Snowden. Ads, yeah. Hey, we got to pay the bills somehow. We should start sneaking like stock tips and valuable information into these commercial breaks, like.
Because it's still streaming to YouTube and Instagram.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, is everybody gets an ad at a different point too. So like, it's whatever. We can't help it.
Yeah.
It was you guys subscribing to us that did that.
It's your fault. Yeah, if you want to get down into it. He was in that Left Behind fucking movie in 2014.
I'm so good on that. Yeah, like,
fuck that. Fuck those movies. Fuck Kirk Cameron.
Yeah.
You can see where I'm going with that one.
Hmm. Fuck your Jesus.
He was notably Johnny Blaze, Ghost Rider, in two less than good movies. One was in 2011. What was the first one?
Eight.
That sounds about right. 2008.
No, you're in seven already.
2007. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I wanted to like that so bad.
I didn't hate them. I just didn't love them.
Hated the second one.
Yeah, well, was that? Oh, that was the one with Sam Elliott, wasn't it?
No, it was the first one. Okay. That one I could tolerate.
Okay.
That
I was like, the one with Sam Elliott was pretty good.
No.
Wait. Not pretty good. It was all right.
One of the things that launched the Old Evil Geeks website was I had written a review for Spirits of Vengeance that, like, fucking...
Just tore it the fuck apart.
Tore it the fuck apart. Yeah. Yeah. I did not like that fucking movie.
To shreds, you say.
Yeah. I just did not like that movie. I really do like the character of Ghost Rider. Fucking, I just, like... For some reason, they cannot get it right. Like, the best Ghost Rider they've ever done was on fucking Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Like,
I think we've talked about this before, where, like, it'd be a cool, like, it'd be mature-rated
TV show. Not a movie. Doesn't need to be a movie. Fucking TV show all the way. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would even want... Well, personally,
I want to throw him in the fucking... No. I was gonna say throw him in with like the Daredevil shit, but like
no, I was gonna say I don't want Johnny Blaze because we've gotten Johnny Blaze, you know, we've gotten multiple iterations of Johnny Blaze and like
But like he's the one everybody fucking knows.
Yeah, well, I shouldn't say multiple, but we have two movies with Johnny Blaze. We have Robbie Reyes in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Personally, I want Robbie Reyes because I think that's the best version of Ghost Rider.
Yeah,
I would also not hate a fucking 90s Dan Ketch Ghost Rider. Like
okay.
That's the one that got me into the character was like that version of Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
And like I think that's the one I think would be the best TV show because like that fucking comic was just like Ghost Rider beating ass nightly. like
didn't they give him a Max series for a while?
I think so.
Or was it like was it like a Marvel Knights?
It was Marvel Knights. Yeah. But then they introduced like supernatural like elements into it, which really weren't like a main part of it.
But it fits.
No, it did not. It ruined the fucking Ghost Rider series, is what it did.
Yeah, but like he's a it fucking fits, spirit like,
thematically.
Like,
yeah,
thematically.
It
yeah,
should work all on paper, but for some reason in the comic, it did not fucking work.
Yeah.
And I would love to where it's just like a weekly fucking like my, you know. Crime of the week or fucking
you want street level Ghost Rider?
I want street level fucking Ghost Rider.
All right.
Cause like, what do you want? Ghost Rider saving the fucking world?
The world? No.
Yeah.
No.
He's a spirit of vengeance. He fucking gets vengeance on for people who've been like, you know, murdered and like,
you know,
innocent blood has been spilled. Fucking that's when he comes to fucking life. Like that's what I fucking want in a Ghost Rider series.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Anyway, old men bitching about comics. Ghost Rider coming out in 2000 was screwed by Iron Man, Incredible. Those were all the year after, though. Oh, yeah, next year. Yeah, that is true. 2008 was probably the best year for comic book movies. With Iron Man, and fucking... Just Iron Man and The Dark Knight alone fucking are two fucking masterpieces.
Yeah.
And then, Incredible Hulk, which I was just watching today. I do love that movie. It's not great, but I do love it.
What movie?
The Incredible Hulk, the one with Ed Norton.
Oh, I haven't
seen it. It's the best Hulk movie.
I haven't seen any of them.
Yeah. Anyway, back to Nicolas Cage.
Drive Angry sucked.
Yeah, he was in Drive Angry. In which
Season
he did.
Of the Witch, I liked. Sorcerer's Apprentice, I liked. Not gonna lie. Just like, it appealed to my dipshit fantasy nerd.
We didn't. Did we watch Season of the Witch in like a Sunday night movie thing?
I don't think so. We might have.
I'm thinking of fucking...
Are you thinking of that Vin Diesel movie?
No, we did watch this. Ron Perlman. Because I remembered Ron Perlman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bro, I don't know. Yes, it was like fucking 3 years ago.
I am positive we watched this on a Sunday night COVID movie.
It's possible. And it was probably my pick.
I'm pretty sure it was.
Yeah.
Let's see. Sorcerer's Apprentice, which like took me forever to realize was based on that Mickey Mouse cartoon. Fantasia, yeah.
Yeah, but like, there's really not a lot of plot to Fantasia, so.
Yeah, he's just a sorcerer's apprentice who makes brooms dance. He was in the first Kick-Ass movie, and he was awesome in that as like the, as Big Daddy, like the 60s Batman, like fucking character. He was in the Astro Boy animated movie, 2009, Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call, New Orleans.
Oof.
I haven't seen it. I heard it was okay.
Sequel to Bad Lieutenant?
It's not even a sequel. It's just like a movie that they slapped the title of Bad Lieutenant on. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Has nothing to do with the Harvey Keitel one. Which, if you're dying to see Harvey Keitel's dick,
that's your movie.
Is
he a slugger?
I don't remember. I just remember.
It's not imprinted into your mind, like the dick fighting scene and fucking.
We watched
Eastern
that,
Promises
like, as we were like getting into like as my friends and I were getting into like movies. So like maybe like 14, maybe like 15. So like
You were like, oh, his crank is out.
Yeah, the sight of Harvey Keitel dancing around with his dick out didn't exactly like glue us to this fucking screen.
Yeah,
he was in the movie Knowing in 2009. So he's like a psychic.
Oh, yeah. That's when his hair was at its worst.
I think that's right. He's got like the fake, like fucking.
He had the fucking hawk thing going.
Oh, no. That's not that movie. There is one. Oh, no.
Oh, no, no, no. Actually, it's the one right before this.
Hold on.
What the fuck was it? Bangkok Dangerous.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Because like they would make the meme where it was like a fucking hawk on his head.
And there's, of course, the infamous fucking meme from Con Air with like the wind blowing his hair. Like, there it is.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking bad.
That's Stallone level bad. Or not Stallone, fucking Seagal level bad. Let it go, man.
I don't know if it's the fucking sunspots or what, but I've been having all kinds of fucked up trouble with this... the wireless shit today.
I don't know. Maybe the batteries are dying in that mouse.
No, it's the keyboard, too.
Maybe the batteries are dying in that keyboard. I don't fucking know.
It's turned on for like an hour and a half every, you know, once a week, maybe. He was in the Werewolf Women of the SS short in Grindhouse, and that was 2007.
I must not have caught that.
Did you see the full Grindhouse?
I did. I went and saw it in the theater.
As did I.
Yeah. It was an experience. I don't love either one of those movies, but I do like...
I
like Death Proof more than Planet Terror.
Yeah, when I first saw it, I'm like, I think I like Planet Terror way more than Death Proof. And then over the years, Death Proof has grown on me more and more. Yeah. I really do like that movie.
Yeah. I think I'm the same way, because I had the figure of... what the fuck's her name from the movie?
Rose McGowan?
Yeah.
Yeah, with the machine gun
leg. With the machine gun leg, I had the figure.
Yeah.
And I was like... It's fucking rad.
Yeah. I've seen Death Proof more. That one's on TV more than like Planet Terror is.
Planet Terror is like dead and like it's you can't see it anywhere.
Yeah. But yeah, I do enjoy Death Proof. He was in the Wicker Man remake of 2006, giving us that fucking
meme. The bees.
The bees. World Trade Center, that was 2006. The Weatherman, Lord of War, 2005.
I do like that movie a lot.
I don't know if I've actually seen that movie. Another thing, I think I've seen bits and pieces. But
he's an arms dealer, and it's just like craziness that happens between like him and the people he sells shit to, and his brother.
All right.
Like it's a really good movie.
All right, now I'm gonna have to fucking make a point of watching it.
Yeah.
He is, of course, probably probably most well-known to the general public for the National Treasure movies, maybe?
More than Con Air? More than Face Off?
Yeah, maybe you're right. More than The Rock.
The Rock has kind of fallen by the wayside in terms of, like, I know this guy from this thing.
But that was fucking huge when it came out.
In, like 93, yeah.
Yeah, but, like, to people our age, like, they're always going to, oh, yeah, The Rock. Like,
yeah.
Adaptation was another fucking really good movie. That was Charlie Kaufman, that's his name. It's, like, a weird fucking meta movie, like, about the writer. Like, it's fucking, he plays twins in that movie. It's so fucking weird.
Yeah.
I can't even describe it, but it's really good. He was in Wind Talkers 2002.
That's a good movie. Saving
Private Ryan knockoff.
Not, no, no, it was not.
Bro, that's 4 years after Saving Private Ryan. That's still a Saving Private Ryan knockoff.
Are you saying, like, every World War II is a Saving Private Ryan knockoff?
I'm saying all of the World War II movies that came out probably within the 5 years of Saving Private Ryan are definitely Saving Private Ryan knockoffs.
They never... Okay, Saving Private Ryan was not the first World War II movie.
No, but it was the one that, like, made them huge again for a while.
They never went away. World War II movies have been constant since World War II.
I was going to be like, when was the last good World War II movie you saw? But I just saw fucking Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. Fuck you. Correct, but fuck you.
Damn.
Yeah. Which one that's on? You might have to switch pages.
Get your shit together.
Yeah.
You had too many pages.
The one with the defenestration hour shit.
Well, fucking fix it. Make it for you.
He was...
Nope, that ain't the one.
I was not trying to push that button. Anyway.
But yeah, it was all the that was about the Navajo code talkers.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. I'm just saying, if Saving Private Ryan didn't make all the money in the world, like, there would not be a Wind Talkers movie. He was in Bringing Out the Dead. I forgot that's a fucking Martin Scorsese movie. With him and fucking the guy we almost met, dude. Saratoga, Tom Sizemore.
Oh, yeah. The guy we almost met. Oh, you know that crackhead.
Yes, I didn't want to say that, but yeah.
What's he going to do? Nothing? Why is he going to do nothing? Because he's dead. Gone in 60 Seconds was a fucking cultural landmark.
I do remember seeing that. I saw that at the, I saw both of these at the fucking the Spectrum. Gone in 60 Seconds and Bringing Out the Dead.
Dude, I fucking love 8mm.
That was
I love that movie.
Fucking dark movie. Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. Snake Eyes, that was 1998. I had that poster on my wall for no reason.
Because that was a it wasn't a bad movie, but it wasn't great.
City of Angels, 1998. That was a...
It was huge.
Yeah. Oh, Christ.
That had all the women frothing at the gas.
Yeah, was it that? I'm pretty sure it was that movie. I just remember the scene where he dies at the fucking... Oh, no, I'm sorry, where Meg Ryan dies at the end. Spoiler.
Yeah.
I remember being in a
spoiler, City of Angels.
Theater full of teary-eyed women.
Yeah.
Laughing hysterically, like fucking De Niro in Cape Fear. Oh, I was an asshole. I'm still an asshole.
That movie...
I would have been 19 at the time.
Yeah, what's hilarious is, like, that movie is the turning point where people either discovered they love or hate the Goo Goo Dolls.
Yeah. I hate them. I fucking hate them, yeah.
I hate that song.
Yeah.
I love all their other shit.
Nah. It's fine.
It's fine. You're allowed to be wrong.
From what I understand, they were, like, a good band before they sold out. I don't care.
What's fucking crazy is, like, after this, all their shit kind of sounds the same. Because they're like
whiny fucking
middle of the road rock. Yeah, pretty much, because they were like, oh, this song hit huge. We'll make all of our stuff kind of sound like this. Whatever. That's how you make a fucking paycheck.
Yeah.
All the shit before that, even the album that's on, it sounds like The Replacements. Like, it's got like a punk edge to it. Like, they're old shit, like from the 80s. That's just fucking punk music. Yeah.
Look what you've become.
Yeah.
You
plastic surgeried out, crazy looking motherfucker.
And he plays SPAC once a year for some reason.
Yeah.
Face Off, 1997. God damn it, I loved that movie.
I could eat a peach for hours.
Yeah. He was, of course, Caster Troy. Yeah, fucking, that was huge. I was 18 when that came out, so.
Yeah.
I saw that. My friends and I went from our high school graduation directly to the movie theater to watch Face Off. Yeah. that was the same year as Con Air. Jesus Christ.
I saw Con Air in the theater.
As did I.
I was 12.
I was 18. The Rock, that was 1996. That is an impressive fucking action movie streak right there.
He had a really, really good mid to late 90s.
Yeah.
Like, the man was on a fucking roll.
Like, each of these movies is fucking legendary in terms of action movies. The Rock, Con Air, and Face Off. Three movies right in a row.
Yeah.
Like, that is impressive. Before that, Leaving Las Vegas, where he drinks himself to death.
I haven't seen that, but apparently that's like an amazing movie.
I remember watching at the time. You see Elizabeth Shue's boobs.
Hey!
Yeah. Which is always good.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I probably just didn't appreciate it at the time.
Yeah.
John Woo doves, check, exactly. Show us where the Goo Goo Dolls hurt you. Here, it's fucking right here. he was entrapped in Paradise in 1994. Isn't that the comedy movie with like John Lovitz and Dana Carvey?
Yeah, my wife watched that.
Do you not love her anymore? Is that what that was?
He's got a 5.9. Let's see. Honeymoon in Vegas, 1992. I used to enjoy that movie. I haven't seen it in a very long time, though. It's him and fucking James Caan and Sarah Jessica Parker.
I do love James Caan.
Yeah, James Caan is fucking awesome. He's like a mob boss in that movie, and like Nicolas Cage and Sarah Jessica Parker like go to Vegas to elope, and like he James Caan like ends up falling in love with, it's kind of like an Indecent Proposal almost.
Yeah,
where like he ends up like paying to like hang out with her.
Yeah,
and like Nicolas Cage is trying to like win her back basically.
Vampire's Kiss. That's the one.
That's it. Vampire's Kiss. That was 1988. He was in Wild at Heart in 1990 with Laura Dern. Who fucking directed that? Is that, what's his name? Fucking David Lynch, yeah. Come on, there we go. Vampire's Kiss, Moonstruck, 1987. I've never seen that, but I understand that is a really great movie.
I know I have seen it.
Yeah.
I don't remember much of it.
Of course, Raising Arizona, also 1987. Fucking legendary comedy. Again, he had a good year. Two fucking big movies right in a row. Raising Arizona and Moonstruck.
But he's coming right off of Peggy Sue Got Married, which was also fucking huge.
Yeah, I think it was the one that like blew him up. It was Peggy Sue Got Married.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Before that, he's in Rumblefish. Oh,
yeah, Rumblefish was cool.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High, of course, he's in that momentarily. That was his second role ever.
That was, yeah,
Valley Girl was the one where he kind of got notoriety
back when he was a Coppola.
Yeah, Nick Coppola. Let's see. From what I understand, that new Francis Ford Coppola movie is going to be a fucking disaster. Megalopolis, I think it's called. He's been making it like forever. Like, yeah. It's going to be an epic flop, apparently, from everybody's.
Awesome.
Like, yeah. Sorry. Fucking Jaden Martell, who is one of the sons in this. This dude has been around, man. For being a young guy, like, he's been in a lot of fucking movies. He was the nerdier kid. He was Joseph. That was his name. He was in an episode of Barry. It was 2023. Metal Lords.
Yeah.
He was in that in 2022.
I like that movie a lot.
I don't think I've seen that.
It's mostly just like generic teen dramedy, just like laden with heavy metal references.
All right. He played Morty in a live action Rick and Morty short. That was 2021.
Gross.
He was in Knives Out in 2019, which is a really, really good movie.
I still haven't seen it.
Oh, both that and Glass Onion are really good. Fucking, like, you know, if Daniel Craig, if you, you immediately think of James Bond, like, watch those two movies, because he, as him as Benoit Blanc, is fucking mwah, like, yeah, chef's kiss. Like, it's because it's so different from James Bond. Like,
yeah.
He's this gay, he's like a Southern detective. Yeah, I
was gonna say, he's, yeah, like a weirdo Southerner, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And like, he talks like Foghorn Leghorn. Like,
get out of
here. I shit you not, yeah.
But boy, I said boy.
Yeah, like.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, it really is. Like, they're both those movies are just fucking delightful. let's see. He was Bill in It, both of the It movies, 2017 and 2019. One of the main characters. Masters of Sex. He was in 11 episodes of that. He's in Midnight Special, which is a really fucking good movie too.
I prefer 38 Special.
That is with Michael Shannon. If it's the one I'm thinking of, yeah, where he's like this kid with like kind of like superpowers. He's kind of like a Superman, like young Superman type kid.
Okay.
And like,
oh, it's Jeff Nichols.
Yeah, like the government's after him, and like Michael Shannon's his father, and he's trying to like protect, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Michael Shannon's his father, and he's like trying to protect him.
Jeff Nichols' brother, Ben Nichols, is the singer of one of my favorite bands.
That sounds familiar.
What, yeah. What I band? Think we've talked about that before. Lucero. They're a country rock band.
Okay. Yeah. 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 I'm like, I know that name.
Yeah.
Was in an episode of American Dad. He was in St. Vincent with Bill Murray in 2014. He's the young kid in that movie. His first role was 2013 in a short called Grief. Moving on. I'm just checking in with chat. Anything to shout out?
I was making a call back to your karate for the Kung Fu show thing. they corrected me saying it was Kung Fu, so I said I don't know the type of karate. Kimchi, Kung Pao, whatever.
Tiger style. Yeah.
Oh, if we wouldn't get a copyright strike, I would just play some fucking Wu-Tang right now.
Just have it as the background noise of the episode.
Up next, Maxwell Jenkins. He played the other son, Thomas. He has also been in a bunch of stuff. He was in something called a TV series called Dear Edward for 10 episodes. He played young Reacher in 6 episodes of Reacher, the first season. He was Will Robinson in the recent Lost in Space reboot from 2018 to 2021.
Ben was watching that again at my house. Like, I was like, because I saw it, like, he was watching like sci-fi something. I was like, what the hell are you watching? Lost in Space. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. I've watched the first season. Like, this is really good. Second season came out. Couldn't give two fucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. He watched the whole fucking thing. And it seems like he's rewatching it again.
Yeah.
So.
He was in that show Sense8, which I heard was good, but
This is another thing that I don't give a shit about.
Yeah. He was in Popstar, Never Stopping. The fucking Andy Samberg. That movie was hilarious.
I just fucking hate Andy Samberg. Yeah. I fucking hate Andy Samberg.
He's just parodying Justin Bieber in it. It's fucking hilarious. And that's really it. He did an episode of NCIS New Orleans. Let's see. Moving on. Sadie Soverall. She was Charlotte, the girl that Thomas was like trying to hook up with.
Yeah.
She was just recently in Saltburn last year.
Fucking whoop.
Yeah. I don't know. It was okay.
Here's the thing, though. Like, everybody that's like crazy about that movie has apparently never seen a weird movie before.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's like the TikTok, you know,
TikTok.
The TikTok generation's like first like weird movie, basically.
Yeah.
Like, see, I think that's really what blew it. I mean, it was okay.
It wasn't
great.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Like, I watched it and I was like, okay, this is fine.
Yeah. I don't think it was as like this cultural phenomenon.
But yeah, everybody's like losing their fucking shit over it. Like, have you never seen somebody drink cum out of a bathtub before? Like, what?
First time? Fucking.
Fucking.
Yeah.
Like, where you been, dog?
Yeah, really. Yeah, again, we mentioned this a lot. Like, we were raised on Rotten.com and stuff. Like, dude, drinking cummy bathwater? You think that's going to fucking faze me? Like,
that's mild.
Yeah. That's a fucking Tuesday,
that's
dog.
That's baby's first kink, yeah. Dog. Gummy bath.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, no. Period, blood. Oh, wow. He fucked the dirt. Oh. Yeah.
Have you seen the fucking R. Bud Dwyer video? Like
many times.
Yeah. Literally, none of that shit's going to faze me.
Fucking. But I've seen, like, regular-ass movies with way more extreme shit in it. Like,
yeah.
Have you seen I Spit on Your Grave?
Yeah, I have. Again,
yeah.
Not going to fucking faze me, man.
A little Last House on the Left action. Yeah. You know, like, whatever, man.
Oh, fucking Audition. Like,
yeah.
Ichi the Killer. The credits are come. The literal opening credits are come.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Samantha Coughlin's in this movie.
You haven't actually made it to the crapshoot yet, just so great. But you've done an excellent job at it.
Serbian film. Yeah, bro. You better
read it. I actually haven't seen that.
Because, I haven't either.
Because I was beyond. Like, when that came out and hit, I was beyond the point of where I'm like, I want to watch the most extreme shit. Yeah. And I was more like, I want to watch something that's worth my time.
I was going to say, that was not an enthusiastic I did.
No.
I've seen
it. It's graphic, but it's just sad more than anything.
Yeah. Like, you remember we watched The Girl Next Door?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd compare it to that. Like, yeah. There's nothing...
There's graphic, nothing gratifying about watching it.
Come out. Credits, are you talking about Sophie's Choice? We indeed are.
What?
Oh, Jesus.
There it is. You have just won the internet for this evening, my friend.
Fucking TJ coming in hot.
Human Centipede 2 is more fun.
It's not saying much, but he's right.
Yeah, and that's not a fun movie.
Yeah.
Anyway, Samantha Coughlin. she was Mrs. Rose in this movie. She played this, like, crazy-ass, like, nature witch in an episode of The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
Yeah.
She was an ICE medic in Terminator Dark Fate. That was 2019.
I didn't even try to watch that.
I didn't hate it. It's okay. It's fine as an action movie. Like, I think it doesn't really, like, it doesn't resonate like Terminator 2 or Terminator does.
Well, like, the thing was, like, I love Terminator. I love Terminator 2. And like, then there's Terminator 3.
You guys have rebooted it like three times in fucking, yeah, what, 10, 12 years. Like,
and then we had Terminator Salvation, which I loved.
Yeah, I did like that. And then they just abandoned it.
I imagine, like in my head, I was like, okay, you've redeemed yourself. I'm not going to give you the chance to fuck me again.
Yeah, yeah.
So I haven't watched, like, I didn't watch Genesis. I didn't watch Dark Fate. I didn't hate
Genesis, but
I started watching the Sarah Connor Chronicles. I was like, this fucking sucks.
Yeah, it wasn't, you know, Genesis isn't, I understand why people hate it, but I was entertained.
Yeah.
Same thing with Dark Fate. Like, it.
I'm just not going to give him a chance to break my heart again.
Yeah, yeah. She was in an Alien 3 podcast series in 2019.
Excuse the fuck out of me?
Yeah, that sounds pretty interesting. I might need to check that out.
Yeah.
Hold
on. Wait. Go back up, please.
Going back up.
Chuck Steele, Knight of the Trampires.
Oh, yeah. I did notice that before. She plays Lucy Steele, Knight of the Trampires.
What the fuck?
Mrs. Brownlow. That doesn't sound...
That's gross. Yeah. Is that a porno? Is that a porno?
I mean, wasn't Trampires a porno?
No, it's animated.
That doesn't mean it's not a porno.
Fair. It's
like claymation?
In today's age, yeah.
Captain Jack shit.
Man, that looks like something that would have been on, like, Adult Swim.
Yeah.
Or like liquid television.
Mutant hybrid of vampire and tramp. All right, that's kind of funny. But yeah, it looks like it's claymation.
Yeah.
That's weird. All right. Back to Samantha Coughlin. Anything? Oh, she was in Kingsman: The Golden Circle, 2017. She was a voice in Mass Effect Andromeda. I did not play that one. I did play the first three.
And that's the one. Is that is Andromeda the one that everybody hates?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the one that came. That's like the fourth one. P-Sorbs?
K-Sorbs.
Oh, K-Sorbs. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Kevin Sorbo.
Oh. Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
he's no, that was the show Andromeda, wasn't it?
Yes, you are right. Mass Effect Andromeda.
Is a video game.
Yeah, it's a video game that does not feature Kevin Sorbo.
I was typing in the chat, so I only caught Andromeda.
Oh. Stay in your fucking lane.
Sydney Sweeney topless for SpaghettiOs.
What?
Huh? Where?
I mean, something I want to see the ads. Yeah. You know? Dodge Hornet RT, Sydney Sweeney topless.
Apparently, they know our crowd.
Yeah. You guys know, just click that algorithm or something. Like, I don't know. She was in Kick-Ass 2 as Apocalypse Meow.
Oh, gross. Fucking gross.
That might be the last thing of note. Yeah, we're going to move on.
Good.
Up next, Joe Dixon, whose IMDb picture is just of his shoulder.
That's weird, dog.
That's fucking weird. Anyway, he was Mr. Rose, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Rose. I think I saved him for one reason only. Yeah.
Where might it be?
We'll get there. He did show up in an episode of Doctor Who. He is in The Mummy Returns in 2001.
Hey.
He is Jacques. That got him into this segment. Because that's it.
Yikes.
Moving on.
Big yikes.
Joel Gilman. He was Hobson in this. I think he's one of those like farmers that tries to kill Thomas.
Yeah.
Or kind of blow his leg off or whatever. He has done some horror stuff, Living in the Dead. That was a TV series. He's four episodes of that. The Frankenstein Chronicles.
I could not get into that show.
I don't even, I'm not even familiar with it, to be honest with you.
Eh.
And he was in Being Human. I guess the sci-fi version of that. I don't know, that might be the original British one. Yeah, it is. That was 2010. From what I understand, the original British one, really good. The sci-fi knockoff, total shit.
Yeah. Well, that string of words leads me to believe you.
Yeah. That'll do it for the better known as.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Nobody really better known as anything other than Nick Cage.
So you got to spin gold out of fucking shit sometimes here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I believe we have a sound effect.
Well, you were still going. Right.
And now the crapshoot sound effect.
Just waiting for an appropriate pause.
Welcome to the crapshoot, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, we saw a movie.
We did see a movie.
Yeah, fucking
it was
good
movie. Fucking rad.
Yeah, we went and saw Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes on Sunday. Which was fucking good, man. I really dig those Apes movies. That one, I think I said when we were leaving, I think it's my second favorite out of all of them. Yeah.
Yeah. You're saying War was your favorite? War is your
no.
Favorite? Whatever the second
Dawn
one
of the Planet of the Apes is the best one, in my opinion.
Is that the first one?
The second one.
That's Rise.
It does, yeah, Rise is the first one, and then Dawn. Wouldn't you think Dawn would be the fucking first one? Yeah.
Whatever.
Anyway.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Doesn't
they're
matter.
Kind of the same thing. But no, the second one, Rise of the Planet, or fuck, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And then War is really good. Its biggest sin is it's not as good as the second one.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this one was really good.
I was going to watch them. And the first one is not on a streaming service that I have. Or one I haven't logged into in a long time. But the other two are on something.
Hulu, probably, because they're Fox movies.
Max, I think, actually.
Oh, okay, all right.
Which doesn't make sense. Like, what the fuck? Like, why wouldn't you have, like, buy the first one, too?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, you could even skip the first one. You just need to know that there's a monkey, you know, a monkey virus that fucking makes monkeys smart and fucking...
Yeah, I got that from
King. Yeah. Yeah.
Which, I love the fact that I didn't see the other ones, and I could go into this, and...
Yeah.
I just had to know that Caesar was a character, and he was raised by humans.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it starts... It's apparently starting a new trilogy, and, like, I'm here for it. It was fucking good. It, you know, I like the fact that it's not a, like, end of the world story. I always like when a movie can, like, scale it back and, like, make things kind of small scale.
Yeah.
Like, it's just about this fucking monkey who's, like, taken over a good chunk of the territory, like, who just happens to know there's a bunch of weapons hidden in this thing. Like,
yeah,
you know, he's not, you know, will he be powerful in that area? Sure. Is he going to conquer the world? Is the world going to end? No.
What it what it really felt like was... like it had that like Lord of the Rings DNA.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like the quest and the, you know, like gathering your characters and things like that. But it also felt like in like the realm of like Last of the Mohicans kind of thing.
Yeah. I could see
you know,
that.
Like it, not like that story specifically, but like that, like it was, it felt like a Native American centric movie. You
yeah.
know what I mean, like,
yeah, you know, he's freeing his, like, people from, like, you know, the oppressors, yeah.
Yeah, and there's, like, they're basically, like, colonists
yeah.
and stuff.
That, so, yeah, that's a good point, yeah. yeah. Hmm.
That's kind of what I took away from it, anyway. But, I really fucking enjoyed that.
Yeah, like, the effects were fucking awesome, like...
Everything was gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Absolutely gorgeous, yeah. I'm waiting for the space station that they're gonna... I'm thinking, like, that's what they're looking at. They're yeah, looking like, at a space station.
Yeah, like, I just need to know how they get to Monkey Space Station. I need to know, like, fucking...
Oh, there's no monkeys on it. There's no monkeys on this fucking thing. It's got to be humans.
But, like, they made...
It's got to be, like, a Why the Last Man kind of thing. You know what I mean?
They made a very big point of, like, noticing that fucking, what's his name, Noah... like, you know, discovers this telescope, like, discovers, like, there's planets, like,
yeah.
you know, fucking, there's, like, a shot of the fucking astronaut thing at the end, like, there's gonna be monkeys in space, goddammit, like, I need to know, like, how do we get monkeys in space? Like, are there monkeys on the space station? Like, did they...
Maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
But they... They're regular fucking chimps because they wouldn't have been affected by the virus.
Oh, fuck yeah.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
All right. Yeah, I need to know how monkeys get to space.
Google it. How do monkeys get to space? It's a Russian rocket. Soviet missiles. Yeah. That's how.
But yeah, no, that was really good. I definitely recommend going to check that out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched Pearl yesterday.
What'd you think?
I respect it. I like what they did. I like the vibe. I like that it's a horror movie version of, you know, like a 30s movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They took that style of movie, you know, like a very, like, fanciful whatever, and they really, like, twisted it. The same way they did with X. Like, X is just a modern interpretation of...
Your 70s slasher.
Your 70s slasher, your grindhouse cinema. Pearl, it's the same thing, but, you know, like a 30s, 40s kind of vibe instead of... 70s.
Yeah.
As a movie, I think I like Pearl better.
Really?
As a horror movie, X is better.
Yeah, yeah.
I think X, for what I X want. Had a cooler tone, like it was a darker movie. But Pearl had this weird, like, personality thing going on where I liked it. Like, because there was, you're basically watching her decline.
Yeah.
And I
fall apart mentally.
Yeah, she's completely unraveling. And I like the trip it took me on. I like the way X played out a little better. And that's just more my style of movie,
yeah,
I think.
Same here.
But I do like the contrast that they had, because Pearl is a very dark movie. But everything's in Technicolor. Everything's, like, super gorgeous. The camera work's phenomenal.
Yeah, but I mean, everything feels like a 30s cartoon, too. Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
And that's exactly what they were going for.
Yeah.
But, yeah. It made me excited to see Maxine when that comes out.
I am very hyped for that movie. That does look awesome. I love that it involves the fucking, what's his name, the Night Stalker. Like
Richard Ramirez?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, they mentioned the Night Stalker in the fucking...
Oh, really?
Everything like takes place like against the fucking...
I don't know that I saw a trailer. I've only seen like stills and
oh,
like,
really?
Ads.
Yeah, no, it takes place like during the Night Stalker killings. Like,
sick.
Yeah, yeah. They hang Dong pretty hard in that.
Yeah, there's a... what I hope is a prosthetic penis in X.
Yeah.
Because that thing... goes to the knees.
poor man. poor wife.
Yeah. Can you imagine? Like, never going fucking balls deep on somebody. Hang Dong with the Asian kid, 16 candles. That was Long Duck Dong.
I saw The Fall Guy also.
Really, oh, you finally got around to seeing it?
Yeah, I really enjoyed that movie.
Did you?
It is a fucking love letter to like practical stunts and just like, yeah, stuntmen in general. Like, it is just filled with fucking like stunt set pieces.
Yeah.
That just look amazing.
Very I love Buster Keaton.
Yeah, kind of. It's all like, you know, car jumps and like there's a sequence where like he's in a fight. In like a metal dumpster that's being dragged behind like a tow truck, like in the middle of the city. Like,
yeah,
it's fucking awesome.
Who was in that?
Ryan Gosling, fucking Emily Blunt.
Yeah.
What's his name? Winston Duke from Us and Black Panther. Fun fucking movie. Like, I recommend that one too. Like, if you like practical effects, go for it, because like they even like at the end like show like the stunts that they're doing in the movie like as they're doing them like in real life, like the unedited shit.
Yeah.
They roll a car like
way they used to do in like the old Jackie Chan movies.
Kind of. Yeah. They roll a car like 8.5 times at one point, which I think was like a world record. Like,
holy
shit. They keep saying like, it's a world record, like in the movie. And then like, and as you're seeing like the real thing, like it actually is a world record. Like,
Yeah.
They jump a car like 250 fucking feet across like a big canyon. Like,
was that the one where like the main character was a stuntman? Like in the movie, he's a stuntman.
The whole thing is he's a stunt guy. Yeah.
Okay.
It was really fucking awesome.
Yeah,
I did enjoy that movie. Thor was like, I heard it was bad. I'm like, no, I enjoyed it.
Is that how he said it too?
He was drunk at the con. When he told me.
I've been beating the shit out of kids all day at video games.
That was four times.
I heard the movie's bad. Fucking love Thor.
Yeah.
I saw he's looking to get that group together. I can't because it's Friday night, but.
Oh shit. I didn't even see.
Put it up on Discord.
Oh, fuck. Guys, stop trying to get a hold of me on fucking Discord.
I have it on my phone.
So yeah. I'm down for another night, whatever. I'm down. I'm down to play anything at this point, goddammit.
Yeah. What he was saying was he's putting together that, like, has like a Vecna campaign.
Ooh.
And his goal is to stream it as well.
I am 100% in.
I know a network that he can put it up on.
I'm like, I'm going to answer now.
Yeah.
I am fucking absolutely in for that.
Yeah. If it wasn't Friday nights, I could probably swing it, but.
God damn it. I don't have Discord downloaded on my phone.
You don't.
Yeah.
Aw, shucks.
Speaking of D&D, I started playing Baldur's Gate this week. Baldur's Gate 3.
Did you?
Fucking yeah. I'm digging that so far. I'm not that far into it, but I oh, it's scratching an itch.
Yeah. Yeah, my computer would die if I fucking installed that game on it, which makes me really sad because I want to play it so bad.
I made my character the first character I made for D&D.
Dane?
No. I was very fucking tempted. I was very tempted to make fucking Dane Greybeard.
Yeah.
No, I made my my elf assassin from that fucking one we did.
Fucking Fandelver campaign?
Yeah.
Lost Minds of Fandelver?
Yeah.
Sick. No, you should have went with Dane.
I was going to make him a tiefling and everything, too.
Oh, to continue his story.
Yeah.
Those who are not in the know, Chris played in a longtime campaign of ours. He played basically the king of the fucking dwarves.
Yeah, dwarven fighter.
Fucking party animal.
Dane Greybeard, who I just modeled after Frank the Tank from old school. Like, yeah.
I got a Belushi feel off of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of... I won an election in game by riding a Tyrannosaurus, who I think was Art, through the streets of a city to get votes.
Yeah.
That's how I was elected King of the Dwarves, actually.
And then you died and were resurrected as a tiefling.
I died because of Nick.
Yeah. I fucked that campaign all up.
Yeah, he did.
In the best way. The fucking best way.
Fuck you. I lost an awesome fucking shield in that goddamn thing.
Yeah, but Squeeze character lost all his family, so... Also my fault.
Same fault, but I don't think there was really...
Doing. Also my doing.
Yeah, Dane, I based on Frank the Tank, so it was... That was a fun fucking character to play.
God, I miss that.
That was fun. Oh, what else?
I don't know, man. Like, my life has been on a weird fucking trajectory lately. It was like the best in the best way.
That's good.
Yeah, like upward instead of down for a change.
We did mention this. Yeah, this means we're doomed.
Yeah,
yeah. This is before we were.
No, recording. One of us is gonna die. Yeah. Like.
Dibs.
Fuck you, man.
Show's been going really good.
You know how hard I've been working to die? The fucking time and effort I've been putting into my early demise, and you're just going to whip out, everybody knows the International Dibs Protocol. Fuck you, dude.
Yeah, hey, we've got a lot of new followers. Like, people are listening and watching. Fuck, we're doomed.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Where's Yoko? Fate is Yoko.
Oh. Also, these motherfuckers would have died in this goddamn or freezer or whatever they're hiding.
Yeah, I checked out.
Yeah.
Like, I checked the fuck out on this movie.
Bill Nye, Apocalypse Guy.
I mean, they fucking stole that from fucking Crystal Skull, Christ's sake.
Whatever. I'll believe they survived a fucking bomb this doofus made over fucking
over his nuclear explosion.
Yeah, a nuclear explosion in a fucking refrigerator.
Give him the old Sloppenheimer.
Oh, man. I don't know, audience. Anything else? Anything you want to throw at us?
Yeah.
Come on, speak up, folks. You got any topics you want to hear?
We did a lot of softcore porn earlier.
Well, you did, eh?
You did, huh?
I did, yeah.
Oh?
The Harry, Bob, and Man-Ass movie?
We were talking about, I've only seen 2 Planet of the Apes movies, but technically I've seen 3 Apes movies, because I've also seen Playmate of the Apes.
We haven't done the porno title of the movie in a while.
Oh.
This one would be hard, because it's fucking...
Arcadian. It's Arscadian.
The Hardcadian.
Arscadian.
Arscadian, yeah.
Yes, I don't know.
Yeah, that was lame.
Yeah.
Boo.
Boo Earns.
Boo Earns.
Yeah, and so you were talking about X and Pearl, and I just happen to wonder, are we talking Pokemon movies?
Fuck you.
Because I don't know those movies, so I just have to assume.
Oh! I think you would actually really like those movies.
Yeah.
They are...
Ty West,
yeah. Are they part of the A24 shit?
Florence Pugh ain't no Sydney Sweeney. No, sir, she is not. Sloppenheimer.
Oh, man, Arcadian. I don't think this has got a porno title, man.
If you go real loose with it, like some people do sometimes.
Like a porno.
TJ's got it. Hard Kane and Andrea.
Oof.
It's bad, but it's the closest we've gotten other than the lazy Ascadia.
Ah. I did mention I went to Forbidden Planet in Manhattan earlier this week.
Uh-huh.
They fucking blast in Manhattan Thursday night.
Yeah.
Down some awesome food, went to the Comedy Cellar, fucking watched David Tell.
How was he? Like, he was fucking, like, on point? Like,
yeah,
good
yeah.
Good as shit?
He was just riffing on this lady in the audience. Wasn't the Scorpion... The Scorpion King was an Arcadian, you're right.
Debbie does Arcadian.
There we go. No, it was awesome.
Yeah.
Fuck year did I buy? I told you I almost bought this fucking Mezco, like,
oh, the haunted house. Yeah,
fucking yeah. It was like a monsters like playset with like all kinds of shit.
Oh, man,
if I had a little bit more money, goddamn it, I would have bought it. It was an expensive trip.
Yeah, I bet. Is a trip to New York City ever not expensive?
Yeah, the super fancy dinner definitely drove the price up.
That'll do it.
Yeah. But whatever, I got a nice buzz on. Fucking.
What were you drinking?
I had a drink they made there called like a crazy coconut, which is like a fucking kind of like a half-assed Mai Tai. It was all right.
That's not for me. Like, that's not my flavor.
It was all right. After that, I switched. I think I just had beer after that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because alcohol and seafood just go right together.
They do. Yeah. They really fucking do.
It's at a flea market and bought a mint in box Christine replica. That's cool. I think that movie just had its anniversary this week, I think.
Christine?
I think it just came out. Like,
was that 80?
Yeah, 40, 79 or 80. So yeah, 44 years probably. I saw like a Facebook post on it.
I never loved Christine. Like,
yeah,
it's fine.
I remember watching it when I was younger and just like, oh, this is okay. It wasn't one of my favorite, like, of the Stephen King movies.
No. Jesus Christ, no. Like, when I was a kid, like, best Stephen King movie that I saw was probably It. And, like, I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
84?
Get the fuck.
It makes more sense, a 40-year, you know.
Yeah.
God damn, that was 84. All right.
Salem's Lot was not good.
I am excited for the new one.
I didn't like the book, even.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a good place to wrap it up.
Yeah, we're going to get the fuck out of here. Give you some socials. Give you some space. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday evening. Our website is www.bigdumbmonsters.com. If you want to find us on Facebook, we are Big Dumb Monsters Pod. If you want to email us suggestions for the show, be it beer we should drink, movies we should watch, definitely send us monster movies we should watch, because we get tired of trying to pick them every week.
Yeah,
anything. Like, you have critique of the show, you want to...
We have 8 people watching right now. What do we watch next week, folks?
Yeah.
Throw us some movies.
Monster movie. Like, really think about monster movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you have anything that you want us to change about the show, let us know. We're always down to hear it. You can find us on Slasher, the all-horror social network. We are Big Dumb Monsters Pod, and we got a collab offer on there yesterday. I have to check that out. And then sometimes you can find us logged into our Steam account, and we are Big Dumb Monsters.
You can also check us out on Instagram and Threads at big_dumb_monsters. If you're joining us tonight on Instagram, we are streaming on there for the first time in a while.
Yeah.
Jay Ever Thunder Penis every week. Every week. Atomic Era double feature. All right. The Deadly Mantis and Them. We could do one of those.
Well, fuck it. Let's do them. Yeah, Sam's been hitting me up with these, like, atomic sci-fi movies.
So all right.
Them is very, like, well-known.
Yeah. All right, we'll do them.
Yes, we will do them.
We'll do them. Yeah, we will.
with mouth.
You can also check out the show. If you are listening to this in the audio only version, you are missing the fuck out, my friend, because we do this live every week on Tuesdays on Instagram, on YouTube, and on Twitch.
Yeah.
You should come check that shit out.
The chat is always the best.
We are also hawking merchandise at TeePublic.
Attaboy.
There it is. You can go to TeePublic and just search for the Big Dumb Monsters store there. And that will do it for this episode of Big Dumb Monsters.
All right. So we will leave you with our weekly words of wisdom.
Plugs. Fuck.
Oh.
You can come check us out.
Fuck me then.
At Mid-Hudson Comic Con. August 3rd and 4th, sounds right. We do this every week. I'm pretty sure it's 3rd and 4th.
Yeah.
I will be at Tampa Bay Comic Con August 23rd through the 25th. And like they just keep adding people to that already incredible fucking lineup. So yeah, I'm hyped for that. After that, you can catch us again at Saratoga Comic Con.
November.
Yeah, they just announced their dates this week.
Mid-Hudson still doesn't have guests announced.
We were just talking about that before the cameras rolled. Yeah.
Yeah.
They do not. Sam, the fuck are you doing, brother?
Yeah.
Make those announcements.
Get it together.
Yeah.
We love you. We love your cons. Let's keep the train rolling.
Yeah. So yeah. That's all for us.
Yeah. All
right. Words of wisdom.
Now the weekly worlds of wisdom. wide world of wisdom. Don't let ghoulies eat your ass.
And never sleep in a deathbed.
Bye-bye.